T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley, and I'm not going to lie to you. All these days later, we're still licking our wounds from one of the worst losses in the recent history of the Philadelphia Eagles. But we got a little good news yesterday, Al, from our other big-time sports franchise, the Phillies.
Yes.
And then my brain started to mush all these stories together. Oh. And I mean, you know, people, we got a call a couple of weeks ago, and I know a lot of people got it. Do you realize how similar the Eagles season has been to what the Phillies did?
Yeah.
How similar it is, Al, a disappointing, not getting it done.
Yep.
Choking out in the biggest moments, falling apart later in the season, all the same stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the same day that the two coordinators come out and make fools of themselves, mm-hmm. the Eagles coordinators, Mike Groh and Jim Schwartz, almost simultaneously, the Philadelphia Phillies spend $118 more million of John Middleton's money.
Yeah.
And I realized something. And it suddenly occurred to me. And it's like, this is, a lot of people are going to disagree with this, but when you hear my rationale, you will agree.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this? Joe, can I have a drum roll for this one? This is a big moment early in the show. John Middleton is a better owner than Jeff Lurie. Thank you. Getting any pushback? Yep, I think I heard some pushback.
Yeah, I don't agree with you.
They both have one trophy. Both have one parade, correct? Both got one.
Lurie's way more responsible for the one
Middleton
that Middleton
was. In, like in the back of the parade.
Middleton was still the guy pushing.
Was he even in the parade?
Let me tell you why. All right, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to illustrate it to you.
Maybe
what Middleton did at the end of this past season,
mm-hmm.
was not just spend his money. He asserted his authority.
Yeah.
He fired his manager.
Yes.
Yeah.
He went over the head of his president and his general manager. He said, boys, go sit in the corner. I'm getting rid of Gabe Kapler.
Right.
Do you think Jeff Lurie would ever do that?
He did it with Chip.
Yeah.
I'm really referring now to the coordinators. I'm going down one more level. I think they were all on board with Chip.
He threw Chip out the building by the ear.
Did you not? hold on a minute. Did you not feel that the entire organization wanted Chip gone? The Phillies organization didn't want Gabe gone.
John Middleton
wanted Gabe gone. All right, so it's not a good comparison. All right, what I'm saying to you is right now, Here's what needs to happen for the Eagles, all right? What needs to happen is they need to fire both coordinators as soon as possible because neither one of these guys has a clue how to do their jobs. You with me on that?
At that.
All right, good. And the question I'm asking right now is Jeff Lurie capable of going over the head of Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson the way Middleton was at going over the head of Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak? Because I don't think he would.
I don't think so.
And these two guys need to go, and I'm not sure they're going to go. I'm not sure Jim Schwartz or Mike Groh. Let me illustrate to you.
At the end of the season or now?
No, at the end of the season.
They're
not going to do anything.
Groh's going.
All right, hold on. You don't know that. That's speculation, but you don't know that. I'll give you this.
It's more
likely because that guy once a week comes out and announces to Philadelphia, he has no idea how to do his job. Let me illustrate this to you, all right? Because if you pay attention, these are the guys helping to call the plays, devising the strategy, making changes in the games. These are the guys responsible for that. And neither one of them has a clue what he's doing. This is just listen to this exchange. Now, Mac Hollins was finally caught.
Yes.
Because they wanted to protect some offensive guard.
After lining up right all those games.
All those great. they gave him this amazing tribute, and then 3 weeks later they caught him, yes. Right? So yesterday, one of the reporters wanted to know why Mac Hollins has gotten all these snaps this year when they had other wide receivers that they value more. Whiteside for one.
Yeah, yeah.
Greg Ward for another.
Yeah.
Why was Mac Hollins getting all those snaps when they could have been developing the young people? Is that a good question?
Yes, it is. It's a logical.
Do you want to hear an idiotic answer?
Not
Mike
really.
Crow, here's the question and the answer yesterday.
With Mac Hollins, he played an awful lot of snaps. And the way things turned out eventually, would it have been better in retrospect to invest those snaps in Greg Ward or J.J.?
I think that Mac did an outstanding job while he was here, and I want to wish him all the best. We have a lot of confidence in Greg and J.J. moving forward. And Alshon and Nelly and really all the skill guys that are here. And we're going to continue trying to go out there and improve each and every day. And we're excited and looking forward to Monday Night Football and playing the New York Giants.
My God.
What the hell is that?
Robot. That's a robot.
No, it's
right
a robot. I mean, at no point did he approach answering the question. Did he answer the question?
No.
Did he answer the question?
Yeah,
why can't he answer the question? He's the offensive coordinator. Why is Mac Hollins getting all the snaps if he was cuttable? You cut him for some nobody. Why? You can't answer that question. What would you be able to say to answer that question? You're afraid you're going to alienate Mac Hollins? He's not on the team.
No.
Why did you give him all those snaps when you were developing other young receivers? Very good question by Les Bowen.
Yeah.
No answer by this guy. You want to hear worse? I'll give you. You need worse, don't you, Al?
Mm-hmm.
You need worse from these guys. These guys need to be fired now. I know they're not going to be fired now, but they need to leave the city as soon as possible. There should be a police escort to the airport for Mike Groh and Jim Schwartz. All right, Miles Sanders, Al. Is it a pretty established fact they should have run the ball more?
Yes.
46 passes, 19 runs against a 31st ranked run defense.
He can get around the end.
Anyway, Miles Sanders' name comes up during this thing. And here's Mike Groh on Miles Sanders.
You know, I think Miles played really well. I think he continues to improve every week. I think you can really see a lot of that growth in the run game. I thought he ran extremely strong, saw the holes, picked his holes, was decisive, was able to break tackles, fall 4 for 2. Was pleased with what he did there.
Why did you give him the ball more? How do you make that statement without opening the thing that you needed to give him the ball more? Rhea.
He's speaking like someone that's not at 5-7.
It's so annoying to hear this man's voice. And so then they follow. Oh, guess what they did?
Follow up?
Oh, these media people. They're so troubled. They said, well, then why didn't you give them the ball more? Listen.
You guys are asking me like we made a decision not run it. The run game was certainly in our thoughts to continue to utilize the run.
And prayers.
There at the end in the fourth quarter, we had to throw the ball a little bit. We had, I think, a 3-and-out on an unfortunate call. We were in 3-and-out, which, limited our plays, on that series.
It was in his thoughts, though.
The running game is in their thoughts and prayers.
It was in his thoughts.
Why didn't you translate it to the actions?
In his thoughts.
Thoughts and actions are different.
Can you play that news conference of Mike Groh yesterday and say to yourself, now that is a really terrific coordinator.
Can you
say that's a qualified coordinator? He has no idea what he's doing. Now, he had no track record. He's only there because Frank Reich left for head coaching job in Indianapolis. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
That guy doesn't have a clue what he's doing. And he's been here 2 years doing that job. And then you wonder why the team is underachieving. This is one of the reasons. And now I'll give you another one. Jim Schwartz, he's even worse. Jim Schwartz, Al, walks around life with a sneer on his lips. He looks at life with a sneer. And I don't appreciate it, especially with his team. Oh, here's how he starts his news coverage. We were 100% responsible for that loss. Yeah, it was televised. We saw it. You gave up five straight touchdown drives to one of the worst offenses in the last decade in football. No Eagle team had done that in 43 years. 43 years. And he comes out, and his first thing is, we take responsibility for that. No need to say it. We saw the game. Yes, you deserve the responsibility for it. And then we get to the stuff he was saying after that, which was even worse. Al, did you know they came so close to having a great game defensively? Were you aware of that?
No.
I must have watched a different game.
Get out a ruler.
Five in a row.
You were watching the Irishman.
Get out a ruler, because here's Jim's take on their performance.
Darby is an inch away from knocking two balls away, and either one, both of them are fourth down plays, and, you know, maybe that game's completely different. You know, Derek is an inch away from stripping that ball out of the quarterback's hands. Those are the margins that you have. It doesn't matter what your record is in the NFL. Those are the margins you got to play with, and you got to make your fair share of those, just like those 50-50 balls. We didn't make enough. After those first three series, we didn't make enough of them in the game.
It was the Miami Dolphins. Yeah. Don't talk to me about a game of inches.
Exactly. Rhea, that's exactly what I'm thinking when I'm hearing this. He's talking about a horrible team that they came with inches away from stopping. Do you understand, in every drive there are plays like
you
that?
You could sell that.
In every single drive, that is the lamest thing you could say.
You could sell that to me against the Packers.
Yeah.
You're not selling it to me against the Miami Dolphins.
It's absurd. It's an absurd. It's an insult to the intelligence of the people that saw that game. These guys both need to go. Al, they need to go. Now, you mentioned one thing. Now, this is funny. It's 20. We did the math on this. It was 28-14.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles are up two touchdowns. And he didn't like the way the defense was playing for some reason. At that point, they weren't playing that bad.
Well,
Jim Schwartz went, here's what we're going to do. We're going back to training camp. We're going base defense, no frills, right? Four rushers, three linebackers, nothing fancy. Everybody do exactly what you're going to do with nothing. No special tactics. Play them straight up. They're the Dolphins. We're the Eagles. We should win that, right?
Yeah.
Here's what happened on that brilliant drive. 11 yards, 21 yards, 6 yards, 9 yards, 11 yards, 7 yards, 17 yards, 6 for 6 in passes. They went the length of the field and made the game 28-20. Right down the field. Right down the field. They went right down the field. And then after the game, now this is yesterday, because after saying it was our responsibility, blah, 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 tell me if he's now trying to tell you that it was the players, not him. Listen to when he talks about 50-50 ball. 50-50 ball is when they throw it up and hope
any.
The receiver will jump higher than the defender.
Yeah.
All right? It's that simple. And listen to this crap.
I counted 13 50-50 balls, and we only won 4 of them. The formula that helped us to keep scoring down and keep us in games flipped the script on us. We gave them second opportunities with fouls, 3 offside, 2 DPIs, 2 roughing the quarterbacks. Some of those 50-50s were man, some of them were zone, some of them were blitz, some of them weren't. We didn't make the plays.
What he's saying is I had all different configurations of my defense, and we couldn't make the plays. I had good defensive strategy. They didn't execute it.
Execution.
That's what that – is there another way to say that?
Well,
that's what he was saying there.
It's what the head coach said on Monday, too.
And he did it with a sneer, like he's some inventor. Jim, the only Super Bowl you won, you gave up 600 yards. You didn't even win that game. You should give back the ring. You should give back the ring for 2 years ago, and now me this garbage. Al? I was really doing the whole thing here on Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
I never got to it. I'm so angry with these two guys. And I'm going to – here's how I tie it in with the Phillies. If Howie Roseman or Doug Peterson, they're both very loyal. They fall in love with their guys. Schwartz, they want a Super Bowl with Schwartz. Is either one of them capable of getting rid of Jim Schwartz? I agree with Rich. Groh's going to go.
Yeah,
he's so inept. You can't even make an argument, right?
Mm-hmm.
If both Roseman and Doug, if both of those guys go, no, Jim's the guy, man. We won with him. We can't do it. I need the owner to say, get him out of the building.
If I'm Lurie, I look at two things.
Right.
I look at the Zach Brown decision over, what was it, Jamie Collins and Chris Long.
Oh, they,
we, go, that's what Jim Schwartz wanted, no, and it was a terrible decision.
Well, that was the other part of it I wanted to get to, that at least the Phillies, last year with Harper, this year with Wheeler, they're shopping from the top shelf. They're not going Wheeler's after Zach Brown's and LJ Fort.
Wheeler's a nice start.
No, I agree with you. There's more that needs to be done, but they looked at the top three guys and went, well, if we get Wheeler, he's number three. We'll have money to get the other guys. They'll spend it.
Wheeler's your Clowney or Jalen or Ramsey?
No, let me tell you something. The Phillies right now, Nola and Wheeler, that's a good start. That's a good start.
It is.
They're getting a good start going. My theory on that is that Joe Girardi's calling a lot of those shots.
Oh, absolutely.
Here's what's going on right now. Girardi calling those shots and Middleton continually putting the money up.
Yeah.
Not being afraid. Oh, that's a lot of money, $118 million for a guy right now. Earn run average in the
mid-fours. Girardi said he was calling free agents.
Yep, he is. No, Girardi's recruiting. Gregorius is already a Philly. They haven't announced it yet. I guarantee you. You think they're going to lose a Gregorius?
No.
Girardi wants him.
Yeah.
Girardi is making – they got a guy now who actually knows what he's doing, and they're relying on him. Good. What the other two guys, what Klentak and McPhail do, I don't even know. But you know what? They've been fired without being fired. But would Lurie have the guts to fire Schwartz? Because Schwartz needs to go. Do you understand? Schwartz needs to go. Now, here's our contest today. I got to calm down. Those guys, Al, those two guys, those coordinators, every week when they come out, you got to set aside a little time to make sure that your intelligence gets bruised. Because they're going to insult it every single week.
Put the knives away.
Oh, my God. Anyway, here's what we're doing today. I got a pair of tickets in the ultimate place to watch Monday Night Football. Novacare Luxury Box. How do you get in? Well, Zach Wheeler, former Met, is now a Philly.
Yeah.
Name me somebody who played both in New York and here. We're going to pick the top five, put them in a hat. Somebody's going in the Novacare box. You early people, all you got, New York, there's some major names that play both in New York and in Philadelphia, played there, played here, within the course of their career. I need you to name one. Not hard at all.
There's a lot.
A lot of good ones. A lot of very good ones. Here you go. 888-729-9494. #9494 on your AT&T or Verizon cell phone. Later, when we come back, I got to make a statement about living in New Jersey. Because it was the ultimate decider in Zach Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for people that actually like living there. Because I moved out of there. I'm okay with it. 888-729-9494. WIP Sports Type 660.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.